صباح الخير، عناوين اليوم: ميزة جديدة من يوتيوب، فيسبوك تحظر محتوى طالبان، والسعودية تمدد إقامات الوافدين. يا أهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم صباحكم مع سماشي، معي أنا هالة بسام، ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي.
خير يا جماعة الخير،
كيفك اليوم علي؟
الحمد لله تمام، بس احتاج كوفي.
علي كثير محتاج كوفي. مين مثل علي لازم يشرب كوفي لحتى يكون مرقه ومزاجه الصبح يعني اوكي. صباح الخير لكل الناس اللي عم بتتابعنا، سواء كان على موقع سماشي، تطبيق سماشي، او حتى على مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي الخاصة فينا، وتحديدا للناس اللي عم يتفاعلوا معنا على الانستغرام لايف بخلف الكواليس. خلونا نبدأ بأخبارنا لليوم مباشرة وندخل بعالم التكنولوجيا ونحكي عن ميزة جديدة من يوتيوب. طرحت منصة يوتيوب قبل فترة خاصية مثل تشابترز للفيديوز أو فصول الفيديو، اللي بتتيح لصانعي المحتوى تقسيم مقاطع الفيديو الطويلة إلى عدة أقسام لحتى يسهل على المشاهد متابعة الجزء أو الفصل اللي بيرغب فيه مباشرة، بدلا من مشاهدة مثلا الفيديو بالكامل، لأنها الآن تعزز الخاصية لمنح المستخدمين نتائج بحث أكثر دقة. رح تبدأ يوتيوب بإظهار فصول الفيديو ضمن نتائج البحث أيضاً، بمعنى أنه إذا في حال أنت كنت عم تبحث عن موضوع معين هو عبارة عن فقط جزء من مقطع من فيديو طويل، فهذا الجزء المتوافق مع نتائج البحث رح يظهر للمستخدمين مباشرة عند أي نقر عليه على نتائج البحث. مباشرة رح يبدأ المقطع مع بداية الفصل اللي بتحدث عن الجزئية اللي أنت فقط مهتم فيها وليس من بداية الفيديو. رح تساعد طبعاً هذه الخاصية الجديدة المستخدمين في الحصول على نتائج مباشرة دون الحاجة لمتابعة محتوى غير مرغوب به، كما رح تشجع أيضاً صانعي المحتوى على تقسيم مقاطعهم ومنحها أسماء مختلفة لكل فصل مثل ما عم نشوف معنا بالصور لحتى تظهر أكثر ضمن نتائج البحث. وبتوقع هاي ميزة مهمة جدا من يوتيوب، لأنه فعلا مرات كتير بنكون عم نبحث فقط عن مقطع واحد، معلومة واحدة فقط، والفيديو ممكن يكون طويل من 10 دقائق إلى 20 دقيقة مثلا أو حتى أكثر، فأنا الآن ماني مضطرة أني أحضر الفيديو كامل، وستيل بالخوارزميات تبع يوتيوب بيطلع لي إذا بحثت عنه مباشرة، فمعناتها العناوين تبع الفصول رح يدعمها خوارزميات يوتيوب. علي، شو رأيك بهذه الخاصية؟
والله ممتاز. ان 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 اخ
علي بده
كوفي. هاي الكوفي
ما راح نسال علي عن رايه.
لا بس احب ان وايد ما كانوا يدرون عن التشابترز على يوتيوب
تماما.
يعني انا خاصه اذا بشوف مثلا في بودكاست زين، خاصه للبودكاست يعني للفيديوهات اللي فوق ال 20 دقيقه 30 دقيقه
اللي توصل لل 40 و50 دقيقه
بالضبط طبعاً. يعني بحتاج شيء يعني يقول لي انه اوكي هالجزء هاللون هالجزء هاللون هالجزء هاللون، وحتى التوتوريالز على فكره التوتوريالز جد يعني احنا بنستفيد وايد، وحتى الكونتنت صانعي المحتوى هم بيستفيدون اكثر
جدا، لانه مثل ما عم نقول نحن اللي هو انه الخوارزميات رح يعني تدعم هذا الموضوع، فبالتالي انت اذا بحثت عن تايتل معين بالفصول تبعك رح يظهر على بالنتائج، وهذا شيء مهم جدا. ذكر علي نقطة جدا مهمة انه هذا رح يساعد صانعين محتوى تحديدا اللي بيعملوا توتوريالز وايضا كمان اللي بيعملوا مقابلات، فبتوقع اذا كمان الشخص اللي عم بيقابل او عم بيعمل المقابله الهوست مثلا، فبكونوا مقسمين المقابله الى اقسام، ما ضروري الواحد انه يسمعها كلها، ممكن فعلا انه يسمع تشابتر معين هو مهتم فيه. بالاضافه الى ذلك بدنا ننوه ايضا انه يوتيوب نشرت خاصيه الشورتس، موجوده الان في منطقه الشرق الاوسط، متاحه للجميع، وايضا الخوارزميات على يوتيوب عم تدعم هذه الميزه بشكل كبير، فلكل صناع المحتوى المهتمين منصة يوتيوب أيضا بأمريكا وغيرها من الدول الأخرى عم تدعم يوتيوب صانعي المحتوى اللي عم يستخدموا شورت بمبالغ مادية أيضا. خلونا ننتقل إلى عالم التكنولوجيا، ولكن ننتقل إلى منصات أخرى مثل فيسبوك، تويتر، وتيك توك تحديدا. وشو رأيهم من اللي عم بيصير تحديدا بحركة طالبان وأفغانستان الآن؟ أكدت شركة فيسبوك بشكل رسمي إنه جميع منصاتها الخاصة بوسائل التواصل الاجتماعي بتعتبر حركة طالبان الأفغانية تنظيماً إرهابياً، مشيرة أيضاً إلى أن ذلك تم حسب قانون الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية، وأنها بناءً على ذلك القرار رح تمنع الظهور والدعاية والنشر أيضاً لصالح هذه المنظمة. وكانت شركة فيسبوك بتعرف هذه الحركة طالبان على أساس كونها منظمة خطرة طوال السنوات الماضية مثل ما شفنا، وتاليا كانت تصدر أحكاما مختلفة حول المواد اللي يمكن أن تتضمن مواد معلقة أو إلها علاقة مثلا بالحركة. أما قرارها الأخير واللي أعلنت عنه بشكل رسمي وبشكل صريح فهو مثل بمثابة قطيعة وحظر تام لحركة طالبان. طبعا بينطبق حظر فيسبوك أيضا على إنستغرام واتساب للناس اللي عم تتساءل، ولكن في تقارير لسه عم بتشير انه طالبان لا تزال تستخدم واتساب للتواصل من خلال الدردشة المشفرة من طرف الى طرف، مما يعني انه فيسبوك لا يمكنه رؤية ما يشاركه الاشخاص عليه. واذا بدنا نحكي عن منصة تيك توك ايضا، فايضا منصة تيك توك صنف الطالبان كمنظمة ارهابية، وانه عم بيواصل ازالة المحتوى اللي بيشيد بهم او بيمجد فيهم ويقدم لهم الدعم. اما منصة تويتر ايضا فعم بتراقب المستجدات عن كثب، واي محتوى يمجد العنف رح تاخد اجراءات صارمة يعني وصارمة نحوه. فمثل ما عم نشوف مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي عم تلعب دور كتير كبير بالفترة الأخيرة حتى بكل المتغيرات اللي عم تحدث. شفنا هذا الموضوع حتى بفترة كورونا كيف العديد من مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي كانت عم تحظر محتوى فيه معلومات مضللة وغيره. أيضا حتى ما فينا ننسى بفترة الانتخابات الأمريكية أيضا لعبت دور كبير مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي في الحد من بعض المحتوى عم نشوفه الآن بحركة طالبان وما يحدث في أفغانستان أيضا. خلينا ننتقل لآخر خبر معنا لليوم ونحكي عن المملكة العربية السعودية. بدأت الآن السعودية تمديد صلاحيات الإقامات للوافدين الموجودين خارج المملكة، وأيضا تمديد صلاحية تأشيرات الزيارة، وأيضا بالإضافة إلى ذلك تأشيرات الخروج والعودة، وذلك رح يتم آليا من دون أي رسوم أو حتى أي مقابل مادي إلى تاريخ 30 سبتمبر 2021 من هذا العام. ويأتي هذا التمديد اللي أصدره وزير المالية في إطار الجهود المتواصلة اللي عم تتخذها حكومة المملكة للتعامل مع آثار وتبعات الجائحة العالمية طبعا COVID-19، وضمن الإجراءات الاحترازية والتدابير الوقائية اللي عم تتضمن سلامة المواطنين والمقيمين أيضا، وتسهم في التخفيف من الآثار والتداعيات الاقتصادية والمالية. التمديد رح يتم آليا بالتعاون مع مركز المعلومات الوطني دون أي حاجة إلى مراجعة مقر إدارة الجوازات مثلا، وذلك رح يتم على النحو التالي، اللي هو أولا تمديد صلاحيات الإقامات أو التأشيرات الخروج والعودة للمقيمين الموجودين خارج المملكة في الدول اللي بيتم تعليق القدوم منها نتيجة تفشي فيروس كورونا فيها، ليكون الصلاحية رح تستمر تقريبا إلى 30 سبتمبر 2021. ثانيا اللي رح يتم هو تمديد صلاحية التأشيرات الزيارة للزائرين الموجودين خارج المملكة من الدول أيضا اللي بيتم تعليق القدوم منها نتيجة لتفشي فيروس كورونا، ليكون إلى تاريخ 30 سبتمبر 2020. كل هذه التسهيلات مهمة جدا، ويعني فعلا رائع أنه عم نشوفها عم بيتم تطبيقها في المملكة العربية السعودية للتخفيف من تداعيات فيروس كورونا اللي كان لها أثر سلبي على الجميع يعني حول العالم. بعد الفاصل مثل ما عمدينكم كل يوم عنا مقابلة، مقابلتنا لليوم مع رائد الأعمال عبدالله سامبو مؤسس كريبتو بولد في الحديث عن أهمية تعليم العملات الرقمية وعن كورس جديد هني عم بيقدموه. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد. And we're back today with Abdullah Sambo, founder and chief investment officer of Bold Crypto Wealth Management. Welcome to the show, Abdullah.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for being with us. We would like to know more about the crypto course that you guys are giving. So if you can give us a brief about it, because it's very exciting news.
Absolutely. You know, one of the brilliant things that's happening today in the world of technology is that money and technology are meeting. So people have a lot of questions. What is this, you know, crypto thing? How does it work? Is it safe? How much risk am I in? So what we decided to do with Coffax Education is basically come together and provide an easy avenue and easy access, basically, for people to come and learn about what crypto is. So using Coffax Online's website, people can access this educative class that we've made for them at any time. Now, we started from the very basic. To understand the value of crypto, you have to understand what money is. So we decided to take it all the way back, explain money from trade by barter, from thousands of years ago, move into, how people started using seashells, rhinestones, seeds, as a form of money, So this was actually
used by literally currency. The history of money.
We started with the history of money, exactly. And then we moved to the point of how gold became the main, form of money for thousands of years. So the first government provided gold coin was from the Greek Empire, by Emperor Crixus in 5th century BC. Okay, now this is completely brilliant because since 5th century BC all the way to 1914, this is more than 25 centuries. Gold was basically the money that was the backbone of the global economy everywhere. So it's completely brilliant to show people how gold has transcended over time. Really. So we wanted to cement that first, the history of money and how money basically derives its value from a very scarce resource like gold. And the main idea is leading that into how we have digital gold today as Bitcoin.
Exactly.
So that's how we made the course start very easy and then build it.
And it's very interesting that you're going back to the history of money, but then all the way to cryptocurrencies, investments, and NFTs as well, right?
Yes. So, and again, one key thing about, let's say art, we all know the Mona Lisa, but are we very sure that the Mona Lisa, the one that we have at the Louvre in Paris, is not a fake? I'm not throwing any conspiracies out there, but that's something that's going to be big if one day we discover it's actually a copy. Now, the brilliant thing about the technology that basically supports what cryptocurrencies are is the fact that they cannot be duplicated. So this record, this information is completely available online, unhindered forever. So the beauty of this is if I create, the next Mona Lisa, right? If I'm Leonardo da Vinci, I'm skillful like him, which I'm not. I put my artwork into the cryptocurrency space as an NFT. Guess what? It cannot be copied again because there's clear clarification with a timestamp that this was basically made by me, released by me into the world. So that's the beauty of what NFTs are.
That's amazing. And tell us more about the course. How can people enroll in it? And how long is the duration? Is there an age restriction or something?
Very good. So people can basically go on coffax-online.com to start. They can sign up straight away and basically start learning from the course. There is no age restriction for it. Mm-hmm. Because we started from very strong basics and built it up over time. Even though Coffax, as an education, school itself, they focus on GCSEs and more, to getting young students into universities. This course is for everyone. So each class is about an hour and a half, and we have guests from, from different facets of the cryptocurrency landscape. From one of the largest crypto initiatives like Elrond to others, to even engineers that explain how you can build your own token.
God, amazing.
Yes. So you can see how we've gone from the basics of history of money all the way to deploying something called, wait for it, a smart contract. How brilliant is that?
That's amazing.
Yes, we simplified everything.
Yeah, and the course, of course, will be online for people who are interested. Can you tell us more about the speakers who will be there?
Very good. So one of the speakers, for instance, that we have is basically Matthias Mende from the Dubai Blockchain Group. Now, the importance of, you know, having, you know, a blockchain develop itself within Dubai, within the Middle East, is that it leads to more innovation in terms of business, in terms of connecting with the rest of the world. So he's a guest that comes on and talks about, you know, the importance of how even he has seen, you know, blockchain and cryptocurrency develop, you know, in Dubai over the years. And he also talks about his business that he's building to enable celebrities to use their basically their fame as a way of, you know, building business in the crypto, you know, on the, you know, in a decentralized way, to make sure that they have direct one-on-one connection with their fans. So that's completely beautiful. We also have Bradley Wolf. He's actually, that's the beauty of the internet, and that's the beauty of crypto. He's from Los Angeles in the US. Yeah. But he also works with businesses in the Middle East, in Dubai. So he sees opportunity there, and he's willing and ready to provide services for, you know, a city that's developing fast, a city that's basically starting to be the leader in this space, funny enough. And we also have another guest who is running an NFT startup out of Africa. She's actually one of the, you know, few female founders, which we need more of in the crypto space.
Of course.
That also comes on and talks about the importance of NFTs, the importance of, you know, building a business within the crypto space, and, you know, her journey as well. So we have different people of different backgrounds. And I think one very important, you know, session that we have is also the head of product of Elrond that comes on. And Elrond, they have an app, which is basically like a social media app built on their blockchain, with more than 500,000 users already. So people may think the crypto space is still young and nascent.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the people that are in there, they have strong attachment to crypto itself. So they have-
It's growing so fast.
It is. And I'll tell you something. People may think that, you know, it's too late or it's over.
Yeah.
Honest truth is, less than 3% of the world is in crypto right now. So we have not even started. I tell people it's like we're in 1998 and the internet just started. So we haven't had Google yet, we haven't had Facebook, Amazon is just starting. So it's such, you know, a ripe space that we haven't even gone anywhere yet. So it's completely brilliant, like where this will go into the future and how this can really boom business within the Middle East, within Dubai and the rest of the world at large.
Yeah, it's a very interesting area, like, to focus on and even to witness throughout the whole journey. How important it is to teach cryptocurrencies to really raise awareness around it, especially that, unfortunately, we still don't teach those things in schools or universities.
I think it's extremely important we do so. I'll give you an example. Today, you can find courses online, several, that guide you towards learning about cryptocurrency is. But I'll tell you something, like a few years ago when I started learning, there's basically no structured source, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you had to do your own research, right? You had to do your own research. You have to find something called a white paper, which we also talk about in the course. So certainly, it was all disorganized. But what a lot of institutions have tried to do is find some level of organization to it. However, we're still not there yet, because you can either find the extremely high level technical, you know, courses provided by, you know, universities, which require already like a strong basis of understanding of mathematics and so on. But because this is such a space of so many facets, right? Cryptocurrency involves economics. It involves, a lot of politics as well. It also involves mathematics and business. So you can't just take one side of it and focus on it. It has so many angles to it. So this is what we try to do. We try to look at the historical side of it applied it to a political sense, like in the state that the world is right now, facing a possible inflation, apply that within a business stance on how you can basically provide value to people. And at the same time, you know, take that forward on a cross-border level. So the education space is so new, it's so ripe. And that's the opportunity that Carfax and Bold saw in providing value here. And I'll add that it's very important, you know, how Carfax wanted to approach it by not just creating a course, right, for the sake of education, but actually bringing people with experience in the space. So that's one of the reasons why Bold, you know, as a financial management institution ourselves, we wanted to, you know, communicate this directly to people. You can see how it's you need full-on involvement from the existing community itself to the world. So there's so many ways to learn. However, we wanted to focus on starting off with the basics and leading through, you know, to all the facets that people can apply all the way to building their own business in
crypto. Interesting. But as you said, there are so many options online right now, Abdullah. So what do you think, like, how can a person pick the credible course that will actually benefit him or her?
I have a simple answer. It's Carfax Online. It's that simple.
not biased at all.
not to be partial. That's one option. And I'm telling you this based on experience, not based on trying to be partial. Because at the moment, you can just sign up. It's not like you have to pay for it at the moment.
Yeah.
So why I'm saying this is because what I've found over time is that, see, for you to understand, you know, why people value this digital thing that you cannot touch. You know, I used to touch money, you know, and we can take it out of the ATM. So people have to, first of all, understand that money is just something we take to measure value. Okay. So before you get to that stage of, I understand crypto, you have to understand money first of all. And the fact that the money that we have today is basically not being backed by gold, you know, like that's a simple misconception, right? So sometimes people don't do this and they end up trying to become investors in crypto. Okay. And what I can always say and tell people is if you're not trying to go for like 5-10 years, you're going to be in for a surprise because this is such a new market. And new markets historically are extremely volatile. Something that people may not know about, like, you know, we see the stock market of like all the tech companies going up today. Well, guess what? You know, in the 2000, you know, dot-com boom, almost everything went to 99%, you know, down, right? So new markets have a lot of risk. But if you held Amazon 99% down in 2000 till today, you're going to be
fine. You will be...
Exactly. So you can see how, you know, I'm trying to bring the investment mindset into it. It's not like so easy, but you require I don't give financial advice, but if you're not in it, like, you know, the next 5-10 years, it's such a difficult space to maneuver, like, investment wise. So that's why I always advise learn, understand, because once you learn, once you understand, what you can actually do is you can build a business on top of it. And rather than you taking money and investing, you actually create value and people invest in you. So that's the beauty of this space that I want people to understand, that Carfax wants people to understand. It's not just about I'm investing and the money goes up. Rather, it's what is this? What's the importance that it brings to my life, to society, to the world? And then they understand, oh, it's all about scarcity. It's all about easy transfer of value, right? Mm-hmm. I'll key in this thing. You've heard of NFTs, right? It's a big craze, right?
Of course.
But what got you interested, what got most people interested is the prices that people are paying for these digital, you know, art pieces, right? People are paying tens of millions of dollars. And you have to ask, why are people doing this? It's not like they don't like their money, right? No, but they're doing this because they have, for the first time in the history of humanity, you have confirmed scarcity. This did not exist. The way someone defines blockchain is basically, it's a truth machine. Imagine if you had a machine that never lied. That people would pay a lot of money for that. So to put like an art piece in this technology is extremely valuable, to the point that we haven't even discovered what this is. So it's art pieces today. Tomorrow, it's government, it's contracts. It's government
bilateral. It's tickets, it's the everything,
It's real estate, you know, it's deeds of ownership. So it's just a beginning towards like the value that this space provides completely. So education-wise, I know people love to jump into the investment side and just put money straight up into it. But what I always advise is, if your horizon, if your time horizon is in 5, 10 plus years, then, you know, be ready to go through the motions. But however, what you can do within that time period is learn. Okay,
yeah,
you can learn about its value, about how you can gain from that value that it provides, how you can build a business from it. And I think that's a much better space to be in for the next 5 years plus into this nascent
100%. And it's great to see a company like in the Middle East are spreading knowledge around this topic, I would say early on, because it's much needed right now. So seriously, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Abdullah, for being with us today and telling us more about this course for everyone who's interested. Abdullah Sambo, founder and chief investment officer at Bold Crypto Web Management. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. أنا بشوفكم بكرة بنفس الموعد. نهاركم سعيد جميعاً.